Hello and welcome to episode 8 of ASP.NET Monsters. This is production code capital I, capital G. And today we're just going to have a real quick tour of what you're going to find in the default project. So if you do file new project and pick an ASP.NET 5 project here, MVC6, this is what you're going to end up with. I chose the not empty project because the empty project is pretty empty. Surprisingly.
It's almost like they named it that way with intent or something.
It's totally like that. So, I'm going to draw your attention over here to the Solution Explorer and just kind of go through what everything is in there. So, we have kind of the what you would expect to have here inside the solution. We have a nice handy-dandy source folder, which is going to contain our various projects. And in there, I just have this one called startup.cs, so this is the same test project that I used from a few episodes ago. So inside the properties folder, we actually have a JSON representation of what appears if you go here and right-click and go properties. So the information that's contained in here is actually encoded in a handy, let's move everybody down to the bottom here, a handy JSON file right here. Next we have references, so this is pretty much the references that you're used to seeing inside of a project, except that now we have them split up by the various environments that we have here. So this is like the DNX 451 runtime, the DNX Core 50 runtime here, so you can take a look at what the dependencies are for each one of these. So this is generated from your project file here, but it allows you to drill in and see kind of multi-tiered dependencies. So you can see that I have a dependency on Entity Framework commands, and that in turn has relationship on various other packages underneath it. So it allows you to really drill in and see kind of where everything ends. Next we have the www root. And in this, we basically have all of the static files that you would have inside of your project. So these are all things that are going to be served out as is. CSS is in here, images, they've split JavaScript and lib into two separate directories here. So your own JavaScript might end up inside this JS file or JS folder structure here. And inside of the lib folder, you would have the various libraries that you depend on. So, of course, ubiquitous jQuery is in there, and two of my most hated libraries here, jQuery validation and jQuery validation unobtrusive. One day I will write more about why I hate those. Okay. And then in here we have a list of kind of our dependencies outside of the references. So this is split up by Bower and NPM here. So these are the same libraries actually that you saw up here under wwroot under the lib directory here. So this is what ends up being pushed into that directory. So if you were to add additional Bower dependencies, they would show up in here. And then equally this NPM stuff, if you watch our episode on Gulp, then on the Gulp file you'll see that these are all very familiar here. Next we have some very
familiar...
Can we
say references, yeah. Then that's basically what we get out of NuGet, right? That's our...
Yeah, basically. So kind of references are any of your compiled code, effectively. So anything that is bytecode, that is CLR code, perhaps, is a good way to think of it. Exists in these two folders. Although these are not really folders, this is just kind of like a view of what it looks like. If you went to look on disk, you wouldn't see the same folder structure under references that actually exists inside Visual Studio.
Whereas dependencies are the other package managers that are involved.
Right, exactly. So these NPM packages here would probably exist in like a node modules directory, and the Bower ones would exist inside Bower files? Bower? Something, I can't remember what the folder is for Bower now. But
I think they put it under that lib folder, but
yes.
Dub root, but that's by default it would be Bower components.
That's right. Alright, so then if you're familiar with previous versions of ASP.NET MVC, a lot of this stuff is going to be similar. So we have a controllers folder here that you can put all your controllers in. We're going to do a whole episode on what constitutes a controller, because that has changed a little bit in this version. We have a migrations directory here. So this particular project happens to have a dependency on Entity Framework, and we're using Entity Framework here for the authentication and authorization stuff. So this is the kind of the schema that's necessary for that, and that's going to exist in here. So this might be something that you would move to like a data project at some later point in time. Models here, you would put all of your various models, so probably your like domain objects would end up in here. Anything that's going to be written back to the database would appear in there.
These ones are actually kind of, I feel like they're fine here as part of a default template, but these are going to be the first ones that I might kick off to a separate DLL project or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of the stuff that you end up moving. So models is definitely something that you would probably extract out to a different solution eventually. Services is probably another good one. This is a very generically named folder here. So these are particular services that are used inside of the authentication authorization stuff. So for two-factor authentication, these are things that will send emails and SMS messages out to people who are logging into your site with a secondary key that they need to type in. But if you had additional services that you wanted to put in here, so something that sends an email, something that maybe writes to the file system, anything like that. So these would all be things that you would end up injecting into your controllers. So you could put those into the services directory. But as James says, this is something that we would probably see extracted out into a separate project file in a larger project. We move it to a library. View models, much like your models, except these are the ones that are actually going to be sent down as part of the view. So we like to keep those fairly distinct from the actual models because we don't want to pass models back and forth. There are all sorts of implications around that involving overbinding and sending way too much data down to the client. So we have individual models for all of these here. They're just fairly simple classes that contain basically just data transfer objects, and we also have some validation attributes attached to them here. And then our final folder, I'm sure you'll recognize the views folder here. So this looks pretty much unchanged from anything that you would have seen in previous versions of ASP.NET MVC. But we just put our views in here, and there's a lot of partial views in this particular project. So I would tend to name those with an underscore. But
now there's a folder that corresponds just by convention.
Yeah, that's right. So there's usually like a one-to-one mapping between a folder in here and the controller up here. So it's an account control, an account, home, manage, and then there's also this special folder here, which is the shared folder. So this is stuff that would be used across any of the other views, or all of the other views even. All right, so we also have our apps settings folder here, or our app setting.json here. So this contains some information that's used that we load up as part of our startup and gets loaded into configuration. So we have some logging information in here and then a connection string too. The gulp file we covered off in a previous episode here, but this would be used to build your JavaScript and CSS. The project.json here, this is a combination of what would already have been a project.cs proj plus your NuGet packages exist in here too. So if you want to add additional dependencies that would show up inside your references folder, this is the place that you would go to add those. And then there's also like a bunch of other stuff in here that if we haven't already done an episode on this, I don't think we have. We should probably do one on the details of this class here.
Probably one worth looking at.
Mm-hmm. And then README file is pretty much exactly what you would expect a README file. And finally is our startup.cs, which we've covered off in some detail already. So that's pretty much what you get in the default project.
Excellent. Well, Dave, do you know, has anyone won the contest yet?
Just checking now, and it looks like no.
Still no winners. Okay.
All right. Not entirely unexpected. We make our contests very difficult here.
Tricky. Right.
Great.
See, we're from Canada, so we got the French in there, right? It's very tricky.
Yes.
For our non-French Canadian viewers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For those people in France, that is just the way we speak French here.
We're sorry.
All right. Well, we'll see everybody else on the next episode of the ASP.NET Monsters.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.